How are you guys?
We're doing good, Senator. We appreciate you taking time out today to talk to us.
Thank you for having me with you.
We know you had you got a couple of issues you want to talk about. We're in the last few days here of Suicide Prevention Month, and you were on the Senate floor last week talking about military and veteran suicide. Kind of comment on what you addressed the Senate about last week.
Yeah, what we're trying to do is to reduce the military suicide rate to zero, and same for veterans. These are men and women who serve our country and have served our country. We want them to come home, to be comfortable, to be happy, and so we're trying to put in place programs to make that happen. On the active duty side, we're making sure that each service member has an annual mental health assessment, that there are enough providers to take care of them, and that there's no stigma involved. And on the vet side, we're pushing hard to try to put the same things in place.
Is this all PTSD related, or is there are there other issues that's causing this?
Well, I think it's just a whole bunch of things. You come home, it's important to have a job, it's important to know that there's a purpose there for you, and that's what we're trying to do.
Okay. And another issue, of course, you've been working on opioid abuse, and a recent study came out that talked about how much it's costing Indiana. And what are you doing on the opioid side of things?
Well, what we're trying to do is to make sure that we can reduce the amount of opioids that are out there. Legislation that was recently passed should significantly reduce the amount of opioids. We work together with doctors and prescribers to change prescription policies so that we can lessen the amount of pills in every prescription. It will help to reduce the inventory and help across the board.
That study was the Fairbanks Foundation study. It said it's costing Indiana $1.4 billion, or did back in 2014.
Absolutely. It's devastating. And more than any of that is the incredible heartache for a family that loses someone or has someone in the grips of this.
A couple of other issues. If you've got a couple of more minutes, we know that Friday's the deadline to come up with a spending plan to keep the federal government from shutting down. A Republican plan was kind of shot down yesterday. So we're going to come up with a spending plan before Friday.
I'm very hopeful that we can and that we will. We'll be back at it again today. I think we're close, and what it will do is make sure everything's taken care of through December 9th, at which point we'll have a president-elect. We can work together to try to create the budget moving forward.
And then there is a veto override vote going on today concerning a veto that the president bill that the president vetoed last week. The bill allows families who lost loved ones in 9/11 attacks to sue Saudi Arabia or other countries that could be responsible. And we know that you're supporting that veto override. Anything that you want to say about that?
I stand with our families.
Okay. Well, we thank you for joining us today, Senator.
Thank you so much, sir.
Call us anytime.
All right. Bye bye.
Senator Joe Donnelly talking to us about some of the things going on in Washington, D.C. And again, we appreciate him talking to us this morning. Dwayne?
All right, Dave. Thank you very much. It is 50.